Are there any rules that are more lenient when reading the Megillah than there are when reading the Sefer Torah for Kriyas HaTorah? So there is a Yerushalmi that says, Ein medaktikin b'ta'useha, that by Megillah we are not specific, we don't care as much about mistakes. And the Yerushalmi gives an example that two Amoraim read the word Yehudim in front of Rav. One read it as Yehudim and one read it as Yehudim, but Rav did not make either of them go back. So what does this mean that Ein medaktikin b'ta'useha? So there are three opinions in Halacha and the Rishonim what this means. Number one, that means that you are only, this Yerushalmi only allows you, or doesn't require you to go back and fix your mistake, when you mess up on words that don't change their meaning. In other words, you say Yehudim instead of Yehudihim, Yehudim instead of Yehudim. Nothing changes, it all means Jewish people, so it doesn't change the meaning. And this is the opinion of the Ramban and the Rashba. They say if you do, however, if you skip a word or a pasuk in the Megillah or you change the meaning, then for sure you need to go back. The Shami is just talking about the word, like changing like word Yehudim and Yehudim, and that is the only time that Ein medaktikin b'ta'useha, very limited view on Ein medaktikin b'ta'useha. The Rambam seems to broaden it a little bit. He writes that Koreis and Megillah, if you read the Megillah of the Tav B'Kriyas and you make a mistake, the Kara Kriya Mishubeshes, and you read a Kriya Mishubeshes, you Yotze. He says, "Lafishein medaktikin b'kriyasa," which means that essentially, if you mess up a word, it sounds like even if it's a word which changes the meaning, then you don't have to go back and you yotzei the Megillah, at least b'di'abed. And therefore, says the Rambam, that's what it means in medaktikin b'kriyasa. But that would imply that if you miss a word, you just completely skip a word, you wouldn't need to go back. On the other hand, the third opinion is the Shulta Giborim. He writes that, seems to indicate that you're allowed to skip, even you're even allowed to skip words or letters that are not mafsid the kriya. And he gives an example. For example, if you skip the word lo, like these days we're not lo yavar mito b'socha yudim, or these days won't be forgotten. So if you say it will be forgotten, so that changes the meaning. It's mafsid the kriya, but it's not only changes the meaning; it changes the whole story around. So, according to the Mishulta Giborim, you are allowed to skip words, he writes, that are not mafsid the kriya, that don't change the story. For example, you say, Vayhi b'me'achashverosh achashverosh, or you just skip hu achashverosh. It doesn't change the story around at all. Those, said the Mishulta Giborim, if you would skip them, you do not need to go back. A pretty large, a broad interpretation of the words, ein medaktikin b'ta'useha, or he says, ein medaktikin b'ta'useha, he is very lenient. So the Shtor only cites the opinion of the Ramban and the Rajpa, the first opinion, which is a very limited opinion of application of Ein Medaktikin B'ta'useha, as a Yesh Mefarshim, as some say, implying that fundamentally, even the Torah, and same as the Shulchan Aruch, does the same thing, Paskin is perhaps like the Shulta Giborim, that Ein Medaktikin B'ta'useha has very broad application. Now the Mishnah Berurah does not like that. He says, L'chadchila, no. We Paskin like the Ramban and the Rajpa, that you would have to go back, unless you just mess up a word like Yehudim, Yehudim. And b'di'evit, if you skip a word now, and now you're going to have to go back because of the Ramban and Rashba, still you don't make a new bracha because we are choshesh. So you do need to make a new bracha against the Shulta Giborim. But he notes that the Chayadim says that no new bracha is made because we are choshesh for the Shulta Giborim. We are concerned about his opinion. Therefore, we do not require you to make a new bracha. But Mishnah Berurah seems to reject that and says that if you skip a word of Megillah and you need to go back to fix it, you must, at the end of the Megillah and you finish the Megillah, you need to go back and make a new bracha, not like the Shulta Giborim. And Rabbi Yashav points out that surely lechatchila, we're very makbid to pronounce every word. Now, there is attack on the Ramban and the Rashba, and this Mishnah Berurah's, strict opinion, is that then what's the difference between Kriyas HaTorah? If we all point is Ein Medaktikin B'Kriyoseha, that there's some leniency by Megillah, well, there's not really a leniency. The Ramban by Kriyas HaTorah says the same thing, that by Kriyas HaTorah, if it doesn't change the meaning, you don't need to go back. Well, that's what we say by Megillah. So why is Megillah any more lenient than Kriyas HaTorah? Good question. No answer. Attack on the Shulta Giborim, though, is that the Gemara seems itself to contradict the Shulta Giborim. The Gemara says that if you that a person needs to understand all the words in Megillah, even Akash Darpanim Pnei Meramachim, which we don't really know what that means, but we're supposed to try to understand it, and therefore you can't read in a different language because we would have no way to translate those words. But so how does the Shulta Gibarim answer? Just skip those words according to the Shulta Gibarim. There's no problem. So maybe you want to tell me that Akash Darpanim Pnei Meramachim is essential, it's mafsid dekri, it's an essential words that even the Shulta Gibarim says you're not allowed to skip. That's hard read because those words are not so integral to the story of the Megillah. So Rav Gnuth in his Sefer, citing the Sefer Paris Yosef HaKadosh, wants to suggest that maybe the Shulta Gibarim is only allowing you to skip words in a Megillah which itself is not fully written, and which itself misses words, which we say is fine b'di'evit. So in other words, if the Megillah is missing the words Suachash Ferush and you skip them, that's fine. But if you have a complete Megillah, you need to read the entire Megillah. The question to end off with is, well, what's the lamdus of the Shulta Gibarim? Like, what exactly is he saying that you really don't need to read the entire Megillah? Like, how could you skip words? So the simple answer the Aruch HaShulchan says is because Megillah is not a sefer, it's just a nigeres. Since it's just a nigeres, so your letter, if you miss a few words of a letter, it's not the biggest deal. And that's what it means in Medaktikin. There's a fundamental difference between Kriyas HaTorah and Megillah. Kriyas HaTorah is a din in Liman HaTorah. You have to learn up the Torah. And therefore, if you skip a word, you're not going to understand every diak of the Torah, then you have to go back. But Megillah, the whole point is pursuing Nisa. It's to understand the story, and therefore, if this could be accomplished without actually understanding Diktuk Osios, every single word. I would just end that we see a B'derech Drush, that we see a lot of this concept of Ein Medaktikin by Purim. We say Ein Medaktikin B'Ksivasa, we say Ein Medaktikin B'Kriyasa, we say Ein Medaktikin B'Mos Purim. So maybe there's a whole idea that Purim, which is a greater Simcha, we don't focus on the nuances. All the idea is the Simcha is to get lost in the Simcha of getting closer to Hashem, that we don't necessarily are makbid about every little nuance.